Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Once again, we have teamed up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm for Coats for Kids. Do us a favor, head to KISW.com and donate.
Yeah, man.
We're trying to get a brand new coat for 2,500 kids here in the area. $25 puts a brand new American-made coat on a kid that needs it as it's getting cold outside. Yep. There are 300,000 kids in Washington State that live in poverty. So, if you can, please do your part. If you can get $5, the whole 25, please do so at KISW.com. All right, do I have time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got me.
KISW.com. Plug it for the 100 times.
You've got me.
Oh, let's see here. Let's jump right into the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Jump responsibly.
Nice job.
Let's try to keep the pauses going.
Yeah, yeah.
Patolas, I want to wish my beautiful wife, Sierra, a very happy 30th birthday, the most amazing mother and partner I could ever ask for. Can't you get an uh-oh lookout? The dirty Germans welcoming her into her 30s, and the guys talking all over themselves about how every year for the past 10 years, I forgot to email you guys, but I finally remembered this time. Oh, thanks, guys. That from Steven.
Uh-oh lookout.
Oh, I hit the wrong foot.
Skinless bangers!
Yeah, we've been waiting for you to join your 30s. Now that you're in your 30s, we can show you some sex positions that are illegal to show you if you're younger.
Yeah, it's taken us 10 years, but we didn't forget about it. Like that deadbeat boyfriend of yours.
You forgot for 10 years in a row?
No
wonder you never get
still with you, dude.
I was going to say, I wonder why you can't watch right that on
porn.
She
didn't choose
that for 10 years.
I hope to have you get late.
Why the hell is she going to hook you up?
We're here for you.
Come on. You listen to the effing show.
Patolos, I'm requesting the finest of birthday shout-outs this year for you fine gentlemen to help me celebrate turning 40. May I get some dad jokes from Miles, the captain telling us how he spent his most memorable birthday, and Coke Ted on what to do and what not to do this weekend. Thank you guys for the daily laughs. As always, cheers to 20 years and many more. That from Josh.
All right, Josh.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Honestly, the most memorable birthday for the old captain. Me and all the mascots went on a retreat and decided to make our own hooch. It wouldn't, you know, Tony the Tiger knew how to filter it just perfectly. You take your moonshine, pour it through the fur of a guinea pig carcass, and then strain it again with Band-Aids that you peeled off the bottom of a hobo's foot. I'm telling you, it's the most flavorful thing you'll ever drink. And we went blind in one eye. Crunch berries.
All right, it's your birthday coming up. What are you going to do? Good news is you got a long weekend ahead of you. Ton of stuff you can do. Maybe you like sports. You ever seen F1? Zoom, zoom, zoom. That's what the cars sound like as they go by the track. That starts at 8 p.m. Do some coke. Start doing that. Wake up in the morning before you know it. Bam! 10 a.m. Seahawks. Enjoy the weekend.
Dad jokes. Five ants rented an apartment with five other ants.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, they're 10 ants.
10 ants, right. Okay.
They're 10 ants.
Ted, quick on the math jokes.
Why did the man fall off the swing? Why did the man fall off the swing?
Why?
He had no arms. A nurse finds a rectal thermometer in her front pocket.
Oh, yeah?
And thinks to herself, some ass has my pen. Guys, my wife once asked me to name all my sexual partners in order. It turns out I should have stopped when I said her name.
Oh, damn. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Did you hear who won the laundry detergent competition?
No.
No.
They tied. But they gave it their all.
No one to gain?
Ooh.
And finally, guys, you know I never let my kids ride the elevators.
No.
Why not?
They're stepchildren. At Hole in Men's Room, today's my 56th birthday. Since my husband won't do it, I'm asking for a birthday shout-out.
Oh, we'll hook you up.
Turtle Sex, you like that? The Dirty Germans telling me how they'd celebrate me today. Love you guys. That from Julie, a.k.a. Aunt Booty, in Lacey, Olympia. Oh, God darn it.
You are struggling today, man.
Cannot hit the button.
Yeah, first of all, if you go by Aunt Booty, you can guess where we'll be headed this evening.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that when it's like a small pot and there's two carrots in it? They both fit.
Yeah.
Oh, Turtle Sex. I know you like that.
Yeah. You're the personal crock pot.
Turtle Sex.
Turtle Sex. You like that.
Yeah. This is kind of funny you had to say Turtle Sex. My bad.
And you like that.
You like that.
Yeah.
You like that.
He's playing this weekend, isn't he? Kirk Cousins.
You like that?
Yeah.
You like that?
Maybe. I don't know. All right, guys. Here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you. To you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweineflat.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef and a half.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Thanksgiving's around the corner. There's always discussions and whether people like the meal better, the leftovers, the side dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Take the turkey out of it. Everybody in here, what's your go-to? If somebody invites you over, what do they expect you to bring? What are you making, side dish-wise?
Turkey.
So I'm saying, take turkey out of it.
I would do the sweet potatoes, man. That way they are the way I want them. Yam, sweet potatoes,
okay.
Whichever.
Yeah. I think I'm bringing a bottle of Jack Daniels and a six-pack of fine beer. And I'll be happy with whatever.
You got to bring a side dish.
Oh, God. Hawaiian rolls for leftovers.
Mike, you make a side dish?
Honestly, I'd probably just go with the garlic mashed potatoes.
Hey, see, that's strong, man.
That sounds good.
I feel like you make the mashed potatoes at the place. You make the stuffing at the place.
Yeah,
you make all those things at the place. So that's why I was like, I don't know what I would
bring. You just bring it over and warm it up.
Yeah.
All right. I've been making stuffing for a dozen years. Not in my house. Well, I'll make it in my house.
Yeah,
all right.
Then I'll bring it over, and if it sits out for a while, then you throw it in the oven, put a little couple pads of butter.
Sure.
Mike, you make those mashed potatoes, you bring them over, warm them up.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah. Garlic mashed potatoes are strong, man.
Yeah, they can go right back in the oven.
It is funny, too, with mashed potatoes. Because in theory, if you go get a steak or something, mashed potatoes are available. But again, I can't tell you the last time I had mashed potatoes outside of a holiday.
Yeah, I can't either.
I have them from time to time.
Dude. Yeah, I normally have them with a steak.
I feel like if you have meatloaf.
Yeah,
that's yeah, good. That is a good combo.
Anyhow, so Campbell's, the soup company, they always put out their annual Thanksgiving poll. And like I said, we got a new hot one, number one. So these are people's favorite side dishes. All right. Number five, green bean casserole.
Ugh. If you like it, you like it.
Yeah. I mean, I get the people like it. Just to me, like that will never be on my plate.
It is funny because I know people who don't like green beans who like green bean casserole.
I think the casserole part's fine. My issue is that the green beans are in it, right? That's legitimately it. I don't mind the casserole, but if green beans are the main thing.
I don't think people cook it long enough.
The casserole?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. That feels like one. Like, I know a lot of people cook it in the oven. You could also make that in a crock pot. Got to have it going all day.
Sure.
Yeah.
Number four on the list was mac and cheese.
I'm down. I never had that traditionally at Thanksgiving or Christmas or any of that. And it's only since I've been here, I hear people bring it up. And now I'm like, yes, let's add macaroni and cheese to my sides.
That's a new one.
Right. Again, I think in the South.
Sure.
You know what I mean? In that kind of area, it was always massive. But I'm with you. I mean, I grew up in Maryland. We did not have mac and cheese.
Yeah, and I lived in like a lot of places. It was just never part of the deal, but I'm glad that it is. I'm like, how did we not think of this before?
On the East Coast, you would go to traditional barbecue places. They typically had macaroni salad, potato salad, coleslaw. Macaroni and cheese was not on the barbecue menu most of the time. And most of the places, it came around after time.
I'll go blue in the face saying this, but like everybody eats macaroni and cheese, right?
Sure.
But like when I grew up, you ate it out of a box or you ate it. It was a side dish at like a fast food place, right? To me, like real mac and cheese was always a soulful food dish.
Oh, absolutely.
And then I think the last 25, 30 years, the rest of America has been like, oh, we like mac and cheese. And
you
people
do
take
like
time.
Mac and cheese. Yeah. And it's not hard to make. It takes a little time, but it's not hard to make, man. Yeah. God, it's so good.
Let's see. After that, next on the list is sweet potatoes or candied yams, as I would say. Mm-hmm. I love them. They're great.
Me too.
But again,
people that hate them, I get it. That's fine. More for me.
I don't understand how people hate them. The sweet potato itself is a great thing.
It's nature's freaking candy, man.
But it does, again, that's one of those things. Like, you'll eat sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
You might eat yams. But I feel like candied yams only show up at holidays.
Only. Yeah.
You know?
With marshmallows.
God, so good, too, man.
So mashed potatoes was always number one. Number two this year.
I'm assuming that includes gravy. I know gravy goes on everything.
Yeah.
The number one is the stuffing. Or the dressing, whatever you want to call it.
It's almost crazy to me that has not been number one. You know, it's bread. Right. So almost number one I know.
You can make stovetop in about 20 minutes. And I never would even think to do that any other time of the year.
You're right.
And it's delicious. I love it.
Yeah. My buddy was making it for his kids like a few months ago or whatever. And I was kind of making fun of it. And then I took a bite and I was like, holy cow, that stovetop's still really good.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing.
But again, that's just not one of those things I ever think to just buy a box of stovetop and make it.
No, we just need to, man.
What if you threw it into your recipe, just kind of mixed it in with it?
I don't know.
That would taint it. I don't know.
That would taint it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people would think it was stovetop, and he's like, no, it's really mine.
Well, or if people were like, it's much better this year.
Oh,
it's you know me, I wouldn't lie. I'd be like, it's just stovetop.
It's stovetop.
I threw that in there. Well, I mean, still make what you make. Just throw the box in there, too, you know.
Green Bean Casserole got a special shout out because it's apparently celebrating its 70th anniversary this year.
Yay. It looks like a 70-year-old's food to me.
And that was a Campbell's soup creation.
It was. 44% of people call it the most iconic Thanksgiving side, especially in the Midwest where they love everything casserole.
Sure. I'm not even sure that Campbell's probably sells back to that cream of mushroom soup any other time of the year other than the holidays.
This is the biggest time.
Just actual soup, you know?
No, they sell it, but this is, and they'll tell you, like, it goes up like 800% the sales right around now.
There's a ton of stuff like that, right? Especially with casseroles. And some years I'll make like this, it's called like crack tater tot casserole.
Okay.
Because it's so good, but it involves a can of, do they have a cheese one or something?
Maybe.
They have something else. Not or like cream broccoli. Of chicken or something.
Okay.
Yeah, stuff I would never think to use. And then my question is, has anybody ever made French onion soup out of the dehydrated French onion soup? I was just making it to
No, 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 to me, no, just no. Stop calling it soup.
I do appreciate this. The one time of the year the supermarkets on the end caps basically put most things that you need that are kind of like perishable in one section. You buy your stuffing, you buy your cranberry sauce, you can buy your gravy if you want. It's all kind of right there.
Also, heads up. All that stuff's out now. especially if you're like me and you use the kind of disposable aluminum pans, get some now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You wait till next Tuesday or Wednesday, you're going to have a hard time, and you better know the guy that works at QFC. Unless he goes to the back and gets you one. Save my ass last year.
Okay.
Was anyone else disturbed as a child when you heard cream of mushroom or cream of crab or cream of chicken soup? Because as opposed to what it is, you know, cream with chicken. So now, kid, I don't know, it bugged me. I'm like, cream of chicken? And I'm looking at a chicken like, what is chicken cream?
Man, I do remember as a kid the first time I had cream of crab soup. And it blew my taste buds away. I'd only ever had soup as soup.
Yeah, like chicken noodle, right?
Right, like kids don't eat bisque.
No.
Or cream of crab soup. And then when you have it, it must have been, we were at a crab house somehow, and I was just like, this is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
63% of Americans say they like Thanksgiving sides more than the entree.
Sure. I mean, it's just turkey. You might deep fry it or get the Popeyes thing. I get it. Some people do spectacular turkeys, but overall, it's like it's turkey.
I just think in the last 20 years, with brining, with people having city smokers or little, you know, pellet smokers, I just feel like the turkey really has shown back up and been like, hey, I'm kind of a star here.
I think it upped its game.
Yeah.
For sure. But I'm still like, ah.
And again, I highly recommend, if you have a small group, just get a chicken.
Yeah, why not? Or just get a turkey breast.
Yeah, that's what I do. Just get the turkey breast.
Yep.
I was going to say, 47 people said they'd be fine to just fill up their plate with just side dishes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I kind of like this. 33% of people said they tried a brand new side dish last year that never made before. Well, you got to change up.
I do like to change up, but it's, for me personally, Thanksgiving, I don't want that to be my experimental ground. Just because I'm feeding other people, right?
You can never go wrong with cream corn. You can never go wrong with Brussels sprouts if you like that stuff.
Right, and Brussels sprouts. And look, we say this every year, too. I don't know why Thanksgiving stays, and it should be, very traditional.
Sure.
Whereas I feel like Christmas, you start really mixing in other meats. Yeah. But honestly, like, the people I've been with, like, the last few years, we've been going nuts. There's been a prime rib involved.
Ooh, nice. Well,
yeah, you also have to have a good setup, too, because you have to know timing. That turkey's going to take up most of the time in your oven. So you got to figure out, like, how to let that thing rest while jamming in all the other sides to cook them.
But hopefully you can figure it out. I mean, it's just like, what is the timing of all this stuff? And you do it.
So, do I have enough oven
space?
Very
anal about that kind of thing. So everything comes out hot. But that's just from cooking all those years. That is.
Well, and I would also say, too, when you invite people over, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'll show up with that stuffing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm going to show up to the house the dinner's at 10 a.m. and drop off that stuff and be like, I'll be back.
Ooh.
I got to go see some other people. But then I'll come back. And then, like I'm saying, you could eat it right then and be fine. But it does taste better. You'll warm it up. Add a little more butter.
Sure.
Ted, I figured out the side I'm bringing.
What are you bringing?
You love it. Never even thought of it. Deviled eggs.
Oh,
there you go.
That way it doesn't have to get cooked. People love deviled eggs. I can make deviled eggs. I make good deviled eggs. There you go.
But they're not a side dish. They become an appetizer.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
Once you set them down, people are going to, even if that's you say, hey, these are for dinner.
But they won't fill you up.
But if they're deviled eggs, no one's going to wait.
That's what I'm bringing.
But you're both right, right? I will say, if I said, Miles, you're on a side dish, and he said, I'll bring deviled eggs instead, I'd be like, all right.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm not going to wait till dinner to serve
them. No. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
It's because Thanksgiving doesn't really have appetizers.
It depends on the house. Like, usually I'll still make, like, a sausage dip or something. But my family's insane. Like, I've had friends come over years ago, and they were like, it's hard to get to the meal because there's, like, five appetizers.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, we tend to do that.
To me, the appetizers are all the food that you're cooking along the way. So you keep, try a little of this, try a little of that, like you said with stuffing.
Yeah.
Like, inevitably, that's been your appetizer pretty much all day.
Let's see. And obviously, you can agree, disagree. They say store-bought gravy will never compare to homemade gravy, but...
depends who makes it.
I'm with you.
Throwing that out there.
So a lot of people get cans, jars, cartons. Save the hassle of making a new batch. Now there's a new option, squeezable gravy.
Squeezable gravy.
Look, it's Heinz, all right? I like their brown gravy. I was saying in the office earlier, like, I'll buy a jar of it and just have it for leftovers in my house. Basically, I don't know if they might have sold out. They were at Walmart for like a week or two. But it's exactly what you think. Like, you can go to Target and probably buy little plastic ketchup containers that you could fill with ketchup. Just put your gravy in there. The idea is, if you're making a sandwich, kind of like a squeezable mayonnaise.
Oh, nice. All right.
You could just squeeze out some gravy on there.
Do you like...
So that's more for the leftovers.
Would you prefer turkey gravy, brown gravy, or like a peppered white gravy?
I mean, you have me a gravy.
Okay.
I mean, like,
some people use a brown beef gravy. It's fine.
I'll buy a jar of brown beef gravy just to have for the leftovers. But like if somebody's making turkey gravy, cool.
Yeah,
and whatever. I feel like nowadays, I feel like when you most Thanksgivings, people make a point of having turkey and brown.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Have all the gravies. We appreciate it. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. You are listening to the Men.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Come up here until 5:08. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out Mike Hahn. Considering the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Officials in Florida are warning that iguanas can spread salmonella through their droppings.
Cool.
Why are we eating it?
Why are you touching iguana poop?
Right. I mean, it was also talking about their bites, but like the emphasis in the news article is like, their droppings contain salmonella. It's like, good thing that's not part of my diet.
Right. Stop touching it.
Well, if you sit under a tree and they've been up there in the top, crapping off of a branch, you get it on your hand or whatever, maybe you get it that way.
So you're saying wash your hands before you eat?
Well, look, anybody that tells you to, if you go to a reptile zoo, they spread salmonella.
Sure.
So snakes, lizards, all that crap.
Yeah. Sure.
Just maybe not in their poop.
I'm sure it's in the feces of all of it, the fecal matter.
Wash your hands.
Right. Clean your damn hands off. Especially before you put something in your mouth. The whole thing. You know?
Especially that, yes.
Yeah. Every time the flu comes around, they always say the same thing. Wash your hands. Like, you should be doing that, you filthy animals. Just clean yourselves. Ancient DNA revealed that Neanderthals were not above the practice of kissing one another.
All right.
Which, to be fair, I've never actually spent a whole lot of time considering when we started that practice.
You haven't thought about when Neanderthals started kissing? I think about that a lot.
I want to touch your mouth with my mouth.
As I understand it, they were fairly intelligent.
Sure.
Right? Aren't they still just like knocking people out, though, and dragging them in a cave?
I'm thinking caveman. You're thinking, yeah, more caveman. But Neanderthals, as I understand, were fairly smart. We shared space with them for a while, and they died out as nature selected. But, yeah,
of course.
I can see them kissing.
Yeah.
And some people even have, like, they do these DNA tests. Like, man, you're 2% Neanderthal.
Right.
Honest to God.
Aren't we all?
No.
Is Neanderthal not part of, like, evolution?
It was a separate group from Homo sapiens. But at some point, a couple of Homo sapiens and a couple of Neanderthals say, hey, you ever kissed someone before? And then, you know, Ted, when one Neanderthal and one Homo sapien love each other.
They bump uglies, so to speak.
I wonder which one I'm from.
I look at Brock Lesnar. I'm like, you're like 92% Neanderthal,
yeah,
bro. I would never tell him that.
Brain-building fats in breast milk drop when the mother eats plant-based meats instead of beef, according to new science.
Wait, say that again.
So, the brain-building fats in breast milk.
All right.
Those levels go down when the mother eats plant-based meats instead of beef.
No, she's an idiot. She thinks she's eating meat. Oh. Expect. Come on.
She thinks it tastes just like beef.
That is not a steak. It's black beans.
It's going to be a protein thing.
Yeah, I guess, maybe.
I got you.
No worries, man. Put your thinking caps on, gents. Time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. I give you guys a 30% chance. I feel like, Steve, you've probably got the best chance. Miles, you're number two. Ted, good luck, buddy. It's a G word, and it's an adjective. I've just never heard you use this word.
I got a deep vocab, guy.
All right. It's a G word and an adjective that describes someone or something having a lack of awareness about a proper way to behave.
A G word.
A G word. Now, when describing a person or a behavior, it can mean socially awkward or tactless.
Gnarly.
When describing an object, it can mean crudely made or done. A G word. Describing someone or something having or showing a lack of awareness about the proper way to behave.
And not just calling them green.
Correct. When's the last time you called something gauche, Ted?
Gauche.
Gauche. Wow.
Gauche. You know what? You're being a little gauche right now, Mike.
A little what?
Gauche.
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 No T. Easy there, thesaurus. Thesaurus Rex.
I got short arms like a thesaurus.
Thesaurus Rex.
My power is I don't know words.
That's why we died out.
That's why I died out. I don't know a damn thing.
We didn't know the road was going to end. Fell off the cliff.
Oh, no.
I am a new thing. Yeah.
Neanderthal.
Yeah. You're a pre-evolutionary being. Hold on.
I can start a fire.
Got it, my bick. A new research found that redheads suffer from impaired wound healing. Wound healing.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, they bleed out.
That's why you stab quick. So if you cut yourself, it takes longer to heal, I guess? Probably your skin to heal, the blood to stop flowing.
Yeah, any kind of wound that they face, they
and like
take a
the
longer
sun
time
is out. Bad for. I feel like with redheads, it's like, you know, nature's way of saying you're closer to death than anyone.
That's right.
You know.
That's why they all, you know, they survived in the dark, rainy, cloudy area where there's not a whole lot of natural predators.
You're right. It's not like a lot of red-headed Ethiopians.
No, there's not.
You know why? Because they all died, Mike.
That would be a bad spot to be a junior.
Yeah, you think?
God, that would suck.
Yuck.
I tried to do relief work, but after this.
I just want to stay inside. I don't tan like you guys. I just burn.
I'm telling you, man, when I go to Burning Man, I mean, it is a process every day of just lathering up and suntan lotion before I head out.
God.
I mean, it's tough out there.
Apparently, Viagra could reverse some deafness.
What?
I can hear you now, baby.
I said I'm horny.
I'm ready to go.
Some of the guys finally got back together with their wife and realized she's been saying someone else's name for all these years.
Baby, it's kicked in.
Patrick? Who the hell is Patrick?
I'm in the basement.
Hang on before you start the movie. Bloop.
Hear all the squishy sounds now. Yeah, girl.
Is that because we have just almost constantly tried to stop listening to him?
Well, I'm sorry. Next time you have sex, just consciously, just listen to the sounds that your bodies are making, not anything that you guys are saying. Yeah, it's, you know.
Where's that applause coming from?
Sounds like you're unclogging a toilet. I got it.
We cleared the way.
We should do that on Big Dummy. I'll do Big Money. Dummy.
What?
Is this sex or are they plunging a toilet?
Can you tell? We're not going to give you the right answer. Sales of an AI-enabled teddy bear were suspended after it gave advice on extreme sex and where to find knives.
Jesus Christ. Guess
and where to find knives?
Guess where you can find the knives, kids.
Still thinking about plunging the toilet.
Yes, we know, Miles.
God, hey, baby, tonight, man, can we plunge that toilet?
Hey, girl, let me plunge that toilet. No. So that's why it gave extreme sex advice and how to find knives.
Yes.
Listen, just don't buy AI crap for your kid.
No.
It's not going to...
That's clearly somebody hacked in there. It's got to be a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
No grown adult be like, let's mess with the kids and tell them sex stuff and then where to get knives.
Well, with
or maybe read the label on the box and it specifically says in small print, like, we'll suggest extreme sex moves and where to find knives.
AI doesn't have a whole lot of fences up right now, so it doesn't shock me. I don't think it's anybody hacking it. I think
we're figuring it out as we go. Well, right. Depending what you say, it prompts it to go down whatever wormhole it's going to go now.
We ran before we knew how to stand.
Yeah.
Right.
So a kid could say something.
Right.
And listen, like, my daughter had a hard time. Yeah. What do you think Teddy's going to say to that? You're not plunging a toilet.
What week is it, Ted?
Hoodie week.
Very good. It's hoodie week. So let's talk about some faux pas.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
As our man Ted said here, it is indeed hoodie week, and he's been just railing against us all week long because why in the world would you ever wear a hoodie without a shirt underneath? That's absolutely correct. Disgusting.
That well, is... My thought is I don't need a shirt because I'm wearing a hoodie.
I'm the same way.
That's right. I mean, I'm doing fine. I'm flowing good. I just feel good today. But that's something that Ted finds cringeworthy as far as our fashion goes, and so sure. I decided to go back in time and look at the 10 most cringeworthy fashion trends of history. At least recent history. Number 10, from the 90s and early 2000s, what hairstyle do you guys think labels?
The Rachel.
Not the Rachel, no, for dudes.
Oh, frosted tips.
Frosted tips.
Oh, God, that was huge.
While not strictly clothing, this hair trend from the late 90s and early 2000s is often mentioned in discussions of cringeworthy style choices from the era. Not gonna lie, I did have it at one point.
I've never had that. Maybe I'm going to do that now.
I did not look good with it.
Yeah, frosted tips. You don't have, like, the face for frosted
tips. I didn't.
There's a certain look, you know.
I didn't realize that. I was just a chubby dude with some long hair that had frosted tips on it.
To me, if you have frosted tips, you're the guy that wore, what was it? What were those jeans that were all bedazzled on the back?
Bedazzled jeans. Yeah.
You know, the Affliction shirt.
The bedazzled jeans.
Right, exactly. Like, that's the dude who had frosted hair.
Yeah.
Generally speaking.
He had his jeans pegged. I never did it, but people that pulled it off, I thought it looked good.
Yeah, the people that could pull it off.
Like, there was
it,
also a period
for them.
In the early 2000s. Never my theory, but like, I feel like if that guy walked in, you could be like, there's the cocaine.
you're right.
I never had good.
Like, I have like two friends that were big frosted tip guys. They're both sober now.
From coke?
Well, yeah, from everything. Like, after a while, they couldn't drink one without the other.
They go with UGG boots. The classic tall boots.
I freaking hate those.
While cozy, the original tall UGG boots were often worn with everything from mini skirts to casual wear, frequently earning them a spot on the worst dressed lists for their shapeless and casual appearance.
First time I saw them was Pamela Anderson used to wear them on the set of Baywatch.
She did.
That's what you were looking at, her shoes?
It could, no, but
she's in the
ridiculous.
Red one piece. You will notice she's wearing boots on the beach. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Paris Hilton would wear. To me, I always associated Uggs with stupid people. And I know, but I never saw someone. Look, I like Pamela Anderson just fine. But when Uggs was big, the only people I ever saw wearing Uggs were people who, intellectually speaking, I had zero respect for. Right? So to me, I always equate it with, and look, you might be the smartest person on the block. If I see you in Uggs, I'm like, that person's stupid.
The thing is that it was always partnered with the exact same look. If you got anywhere near a Starbucks, you could see 9 women with the same look, and it was some sort of a white or gray hooded sweatshirt,
mm-hmm.
some tight black yoga pants, and those brown Uggs.
Yep. Remember the Tech Bro era when all those guys were wearing the North Face vests?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
I mean, that was another one of those things.
Finance bros.
Yeah. All those guys. Well, the only two with Uggs, and like, I think you were realizing that, like, they make so many other boots. I think it's just that specific, like the original.
It is that specific one, yeah.
Right, because, Mike, you had a pair. I had a pair that I loved.
Yeah, I got Uggs shoes, yeah.
Yeah, I had sneakers. A pair of black boots over Uggs. People were like,
an Ugg face.
Good. And people would always be like, they're good boots. I'm like, ha-ha, they're Uggs.
Suck it.
Suck it.
Hammer pants.
Sure. Those are really comfortable, though.
The voluminous drop crotch pants popularized by MC Hammer were a distinct 90s look that few fashion enthusiasts want to see return, but Miles does.
Well, they're a spinoff of zipper pants from Breakin'.
But I think
it's essentially the same.
When Hammer pants came out, I think everyone even knew, like, this is not going to last. So if you want to have fun with these, like, this is the time to do it.
Look like a genie for a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have some Thai fisherman pants that kind of look like that.
All right.
You gotta rock them in here, man.
Come on,
man. I can wear my Thai fisherman pants in here.
Have you fished in Thailand?
I have not.
Okay, but you're ready.
I'm ready. If they call me up, Ted, we need you in Thailand to fish, I'll be like, okay.
I got the outfit, man.
I got the pants. What's in Ted's pocket?
From the 80s, what helped broaden you out a little bit?
Is it the shoulder pads?
The shoulder pads.
God. Those were massive.
They can add structure. Oversized shoulder pads from the 1980s are often cited as an extreme and unflattering look that distorted the natural silhouette.
Depending on who's wearing them. Like, some people, I don't want to see your natural silhouette.
I kind of wish football would bring back big pads.
Those big ones?
I'm with you, dude. I remember when I was, you know, and I love that when they go back in time and look at those old clips, like, you see them. Like, they had those huge pads. I don't know if they actually did anything, but...
No, but, like, I was shorts. I mean, I would wear the biggest pads I could with a neck roll to kind of make me look taller.
Yeah.
There you go.
Why is his head so short?
Spat my shoes.
Yeah.
Anything.
Damn right. Get a few out there. 10 most cringeworthy fashion trends, the velour tracksuit.
Yep.
Ah.
Oh. Not out of. No. 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 Sorry.
You
got to get a monogrammed.
Epitomized by celebrities in the 2000s, these matching sets were comfortable but widely considered a fleeting trend that quickly became dated and tacky.
To me, you look like you're a Russian mobster. Like, those guys still rock them.
Or like an Italian.
But Ted, to be fair, you have the build for it. Like, you could pull it off. They would ask me, did you miss the team bus?
I mean, I have a velour tracksuit. Sometimes I'll wear just the velour top.
Sure.
It's really nice.
Do you remember the Moon Temple on 45th? The guy who owned the place, Johnny. Every time he came in there, he had a velour tracksuit.
Oh, did he?
I was like, he was so comfortable. Can't come.
Chunky dad sneakers. Overly large or colorful sneakers. These, though a significant trend, the most extreme versions of these bulky, colorful sneakers often divide opinion, with critics finding them clunky and disproportionate.
I feel like they're making a comeback, though.
They definitely.
So I see some people in their early 20s wearing shoes that, like, I'm like, are you serious? The those are cool now?
Well, Hokas are big already.
Mm-hmm.
Hokas are big. A lot of kids are wearing those.
Skechers are making a big hit. But, I mean, they're big, clunky-ass, bright, colorful shoes.
But, I mean, just like old Reeboks and Nikes that I thought were awful now are, like, cool.
Mm-hmm. I've seen some of that, too.
All right.
Like, really? You just give me that.
I will say, the Hoka thing is just mind-blowing. Miles always talked about them. Then a year ago at Christmas, my nephew's like, you got to get a pair. And he's right. Everybody's rocking them.
All right.
They are everywhere.
They are everywhere. That is a fact. 10 most cringeworthy fashion trends, extremely distressed or ripped denim. While some distressing is common, jeans that are more whole than fabric are frequently criticized for being excessive and wasteful.
Yeah, they were huge for what, 5 years?
The thing
years.
Is, man, when you're a kid, you earned that.
Right.
Because your mom would patch it up. You're like, no, I look cool.
Yeah. And then who was it, like, was it Balenciaga that went and made, like, dirty jeans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're, like, you know, $2,500 a pair.
Right.
You look like you got your ass beat in a pumpkin
patch.
In a
cow pit.
Yeah. Like, okay.
Like, come on, man.
Some of that stuff, I don't know. I saw somebody the other day, and it's like the hoodie detective. He's like, that's an $800 hoodie. And I'm like, that is? Like, holy cow.
Right? That one is. Okay. Dresses over jeans.
Yeah, that was massive.
A layered look popular in the early 2000s, this combination is often used as a confusing and unflattering style choice that did not make the best of either garment.
To me, it says, I know how to square dance.
No.
I mean, it's just like, what is going on here?
And how long was the dress? Like, was it just like knee level? Did it go all the way down to the ankle? Like,
No. It'd be like, right, like knee level, right? Like a little sundress.
Okay. Interesting.
It got super popular.
It really did.
Again, it's one of those things, I think they got really popular in Hollywood with kind of very, you know, Paris Hilton, very like rail thin women. But right, I don't think it was flattering on everybody.
Gotcha.
That's why I feel like they need to adjust the mannequins. You know, you walk in, I look at the mannequins, I'm like, I don't know anyone built like that. And I'm not talking about the guys. I know like maybe two guys built like that. But most of the women, I'm like, dude, nobody's built like this. Looks great.
They've got
on
a bobby
mannequin.
Pin a lot of those mannequins' clothes in the back.
And that's what I mean.
Because like, they're even the extra small,
like that's
too big.
Not what people look like.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, in our dreams, sure.
Number two, I gotta say I disagree with, because the kids absolutely love them. Steve, I believe your kids have at least 4 pairs of them.
Crocs.
Yep. The classic clog style of Croc. Despite their comfort and recent designer collaborations, the classic whole field resin clogs remain a polarizing and frequently mocked footwear choice for their unconventional aesthetic. I honestly think that one's going from the top down as far as bullying goes.
Well, here's the thing, man. One, every kid I know now has Crocs. They have like these Birkenstock like slip-ons.
Yep.
And then they have the slip-on of all of them. And it does not matter. Like my kid, you go to the volleyball tournament, all these teams walk in. These are all kids. All of them are wearing that. Mm-hmm. They don't switch into their tennis shoes until they're going to play the game, right? But every single one of them. Also, what's weird is kids these days don't mind wearing socks with sandals.
I
don't say anything. But man, I'm like, are you a Korean dry cleaner? Like, what is this look, man? And they all do it. And I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We used to get beat up for crap like that.
Yeah.
I go to the coffee store like that.
Do you?
Yeah. A coffee shop? Sure.
Attaboy.
You got socks on with the sandals?
Sure.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm wearing mesh shorts, no underwear, and a jacket on top.
You animal.
Dead serious.
No, I believe it.
I mean, I haven't gotten in the shower yet, so why get dressed?
Ah, jeez.
I can't.
Just need a cup of coffee.
The socks and sandals bugs me. It makes me angry.
We'll leave you with this last and final cringeworthy fashion trend at number one. Big in the 90s and early 2000s as far as jeans goes. The low rise.
Look.
I thought it was kind of hot.
I was a firm supporter of it.
Yeah.
I was.
I knew that was going to show up on that list.
For being unflattering and revealing too much.
No, you're not revealing too much. No. I would say mom jeans instead. Yeah, mom jeans. Oh, God, when those came back. Remember, I think, like Jessica Simpson started rocking. I'm like, what are you doing?
You're dead. Someone in San Francisco has a little complaint about a recent ride in a Tesla robo-taxi, Miles.
What was the complaint?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, you know, we give a toast to the man, the myth, the legend, William Shatner. William Shatner, who kind of inadvertently lived up to his name, and he never had to share this information.
Oh, no.
William.
All right, now look. No, well, he did, but keep in mind, he did this back in 2012, but he only recently admitted that this particular incident happened, all right? So, he was having stomach issues when he hit the stage, keep in mind, for his one-man show.
Ooh.
His one-man show.
That was on Broadway.
Yes! Shatner's World, we just live in it. This is back in 2012, all right?
There's something in my pants.
And he says, all of a sudden, I have to go. In fact, I'm going to use the past tense. I had gone. Opening night on Broadway. I had crapped my pants. So I said, all right, there's been a technical difficulty. I'll get right back. But the show must go on. So Shatner left the stage, cleaned his ass, and got on with it. He says that the show was, quote, very successful. Yes, I just...
Captain's log.
Got in my pants. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze, because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bichola.
All right, she's going to get tested on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.